presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX4 calling control tower. CX4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
This, gang, there's going to be a highway in the sky. Yes, sir, a real sky turnpike, all mapped and posted with signs to make it as simple for a pilot to find his way around as it is for an automobile driver to head down U.S. Highway number 1. This heavenly highway, soon to be in operation, will be 40 miles broad, and one of the first stretches will run from Los Angeles to Washington. Every town and airfield along the way will establish standard markers, signs and lights to guide private flyers on their way. There'll be arrows pointing to the nearest safe landing place. There'll be the names of cities and airports spelled out in giant letters and compass directions to let the pilots on the Super Skyway know they're on course. And gang, this is only the beginning, because the whole nation will benefit from a regular network of skyways, just like our great system of highways, which is the finest in the world. A skyway system will give aviation a wonderful boost. Just think of it, flying will be so much safer, so much easier, and so much more fun. It won't be necessary to learn much about navigation because, well, there won't be any navigating to do. Instead, pilots will have skyway maps, just like road maps. And with the aid of the new standard signs below, well, they just can't go wrong. Yes, sir, it's on the way, a national coast-to-coast system of super skyways to make private flying a pleasure, even better than it is now. I'll have more to tell you about this later on, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Find a lost Mayan city somewhere in the Mexican province of Yucatan where a certain mural, a wall covered with ancient drawings, holds the secret of flight that will revolutionize modern aviation. This is the mission Hoff and Tank have undertaken. And now, accompanied by young Christopher Cross, the son of an archaeologist who first discovered the mural, they are flying over the Gulf of Mexico, bound for Merida. But La Pantera, a cruel and clever foreign agent who has already made 2 attempts to stop the boys, has launched a 3rd attack. Flying her twin-engine Cessna, she followed Hoff's Beechcraft far out to sea and then roared down out of the protective cover of a high overcast in a surprise attack. Caught completely off guard, the boys barely managed to elude the first deadly burst of fire, and when La Pantera curled around in a sharp bank for a second thrust, the Beech staggered under the rain of bullets, then fell off on one wing, spinning down toward the sea. Hop fought the controls desperately as Tank and Chris hung on with all their strength.
Straighten her out, Hop! Straighten her out! What do you think I'm trying to do? We're down to 4,000.
I know.
Sit still, will you?
Coming down after her.
Yeah, to finish off the job.
Come on, baby, level out.
Level out! She's trying, Hop. I can feel her, but she's spinning too fast. The controls can't grab hold.
I'm getting awful dizzy.
Shut your eyes and hang on, Chris. Down to 2,500. It's better level out. Sorry, I'm doing my best. That's it, baby. Straighten out. Get those wings level. You did it. We're out of the spin. Now get the nose dark so fast. I don't want to set our wings. What's up, Pantera? About 3,000 feet over it. Coming down fast.
We'll be wide open the minute we level out, but it can't be helped.
Here it goes. That's it. Get the stick back.
Pray we don't fall apart.
Okay, we're level.
Thank goodness. We're down to 500.
The Death is coming down on her tail.
How close is she?
I don't know exactly, but she's coming awful fast.
Less than 2,000 feet. That guy with the Tommy gun will open up in a second.
Watch them closely.
1,000 now. She's off to one side, lining up.
I can see the gun. It's pointing out of the starboard window.
That's all I wanted to know. Hang on.
Just a jet. I told you to hang on.
He's going past it, and he didn't open fire.
No, I couldn't. We passed on the left. He couldn't bring the gun around.
We better get while they're getting good. He's coming around for another pass.
Okay, going up.
Pop, what are you going to do?
Head for the ceiling. Those clouds are good cover.
Hope we can make them. That Tara's climbing now, too.
We have a good head start.
It's only good enough.
Pop, he's shooting again.
Hey, he's wasting a lead. He can't reach us yet.
Won't be long now.
We can't take the time to duck. Chris, keep your eyes on her. Let me know when she gets in range.
I'm watching.
How's the ship acting?
Perfect.
I'm worried about that first dose of lead we took.
That put some holes in the fabric aft. No structural damage.
Gosh, the deck is getting awful close.
Still too short. Who's that? Well, hang on. We'll get around on the port side again.
Keep turning too.
That thing sure knows how to handle a plane.
I'll just have to keep turning inside of us.
Less than 1,000 feet to that cloud deck.
There's a lot of breaks in it, Hop. Maybe it won't do us any good.
Well, drop from patch to patch.
They're shooting again.
Ah, we're wise. As long as we keep turning, we'll be all right.
Oh, gosh, what I'd give for a shattergun myself.
We reached the bottom of the cloud, Hop.
No kids. Straight up and in.
Now, let's see him shoot.
Stop crowing. We're not in the clear yet. La Pantera may be waiting for us when we break out again.
Then what do we do? What do we do?
This.
Hey, this thing's on fire.
It's a pretty good shot, sir.
Now. We're on course. We're flying south. My compass ring says we're flying south.
Right. La Pantera's waiting for us toward the east.
Oh, I get it.
He might see us anyhow.
Yeah, but she'll be too far away to catch up, and we'll keep ducking from cloud to cloud until we get away.
Oh, if we could only stand up and fight.
Heads up, we're breaking out. See ya?
Oh, no.
I do. See, you figured right. She's way off to the east.
Say, that was me.
Did she see us?
Circling. No, I don't think so.
Good. And before she wakes up, we'll duck right in here.
Oh, brother, when did she find out what we did? You blow her top.
I told you before, Tank. Don't stop crowing too soon.
You know what? She can't stop us now. We'll be miles away before she catches wise.
Yeah, golly, I wish...
What, Chris?
I wish we didn't have to run away all the time. I wish we could fight back.
Don't worry, pal. When the time is right, we will.
And how we will. I think you're going to see one whale of a scrap to the finish.
I sure hope so.
Okay, heads up now. Turning east again. Luck will be in Merida in 2 hours.
Opening his throttle wide, Hop sends the beach craft roaring back on course, while Tank and Chris watch for La Pantera's plane. But it is nowhere to be seen, and a half hour later, they know they're safe. Shortly after noon, they reach Merida, and immediately upon landing, arrange for repairs and refueling. By 2, they're airborne again, heading south over the tropical forests of Yucatan, on the first lap of their search for the lost city of the Mayans.
Well, Chris, does any of this territory look familiar to you?
No.
How could it? One big mess of forest. One spot looks just like the next.
Well, we're almost 120 miles out of Merida. We'll reach the limit of our search radius in a couple of minutes.
Then what?
We turn east, follow that arc until we reach the coast again.
You keep your eyes open, kid.
I'm trying to remember. Tank on it, Diane.
Yeah, we know, Chris. We'll spot the city sooner or later. Don't you worry about it.
No, Hop, honestly, I don't remember ever flying over here.
But, gosh, kid, we just about covered the whole works.
I know it, but I don't recognize this thing, not one thing.
Well, we can't expect to hit the jackpot first time out. Hey, we've come too far. Next time, we'll shorten our radius.
Well, why? Chris said they flew for about an hour in a Fairchild cruiser at 120.
I suppose Mr. Cross ran into strong headwinds. Chris isn't absolutely sure that they flew an hour. A few minutes difference means a difference of miles. I'm sure we'll have better luck the second time.
But even as Hop tries to sound optimistic, Tank detects a faintly hollow ring in his voice. Their task is becoming more difficult than they had anticipated. And with La Pantera on their trail, time is growing dangerously short. We'll bring you the climax of today's episode in just a moment, gang, so stand by. Well, fellas and girls, I'm back again with more to tell you about the Super Skyway, and I'm going to open your eyes to plenty. Fellas and girls, if you've ever done any flying over long distances, you know a pilot has to be a pretty smart navigator to get where he's going. Way up there a few thousand feet, it's doggone hard to pick out landmarks you're not familiar with. And lots of pilots fall back on auto road maps and railroad tracks to lead them from town to town. Well, that's practical, all right, if a fella has no choice. But it takes a heap of fun out of flying. And certainly slows you down if you have to follow auto highways or railroad tracks by air. You might just as well take a car or a train if you can't go in a straight line, as the crow flies. Naturally, private pilots in this country have realized there should be some solution to this problem. They've realized that for a long time. Of course, navigation solves it, but how many young pilots want to put off their trips by plane while they bone up on a tough subject like navigation? And it takes too long. But you don't have to worry now. because the real solution is in the making, and the flyer in the future will be just as well taken care of as the motorist. Yes, sir, there's going to be a super skyway 40 miles broad to lead planes across country. Every city and town and airport along the way will erect standard markers to let every cloud hopper know where he is and where he's headed. And by the time one set of markers is out of sight behind him, another set will be popping up in front of him. The first thing you know, you can fly from Maine to California without a care in the world. This means that you can be at your own controls on long-distance flights months sooner, flying the Skyway. So, fellas and girls, get set to fly America's new Skyway, and always remember, America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. By the time Hop, Tank, and Chris complete the return flight to Merida, it is too late to start out on a second search sweep, so they decide to spend the night there. But when Hop leaves the plane in the transient hangar and proposes finding a hotel room, Tank protests in no uncertain terms.
Nothing doing. I ain't leaving the plane alone for anything. This airport's so small, they roll up the runways at night. And if Lop and Terra's any place around, you can bet your boots you'll do its dirt again. Oh, sirree, I'm staying put.
Reluctantly, Hop admits Tank is right, and a series of watches is arranged. Much to the young pilot's surprise, Tank volunteers to take the first shift while he and Chris go to a nearby restaurant for dinner. Now, it's about an hour later. We find them walking back across the deserted field to relieve the lumbering mechanic.
Tank was right when he said they roll up the runways. There isn't a soul around. Even the operations office is closed.
Marita isn't very big. I guess they don't have much air traffic. Come on, Chris, let's step it up a bit. Tank probably is starving to death.
He certainly makes a fuss about eating, doesn't he?
Usually. It's his favorite pastime.
I like Tank.
He's good. You rate pretty high with him, too. Well, here we are. This is the hangar.
Gee, it's dark inside. Why didn't Tank turn on the light?
He must have fallen asleep. Some watchman. Tank! Hey, Tank, wake up!
He's a sound sleeper, all right.
Yeah, that's his second best pastime. Now, let's see. Light switch must be on this wall over here.
Tank! Oh, Tank!
Won't do you any good if he's really corked up. Here we are. Now.
Huh! He isn't here.
Wait, Scott.
And the plane's gone, too.
Chris, look. Way in the back.
Huh?
There's a twin-engine Cessna. Up on Terra's plane.
His voice sinking to a hushed whisper, Hawk points to the dim recesses of the cavernous hangar, where the pale yellow light of the single overhead bulb gleams dully against the fabric of the now all-too-familiar plane. So, La Pantera has caught up to them again. But where is the Beechcraft? And where is Tank? Gang, there's a thrill a minute in the next episode of this exciting adventure, so be sure to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.